discussion? And Gwen? So, Miller, can I have your name?
Thank you, Chairperson. I heard that somebody was there for touching me. First of all, I want to thank the presentation from the two departments. Thank you for the information. But just a few things that I wanted to ask. One of the questions goes to the two departments on participation. My main worry is that always when we talk in payments or in boardrooms, we talk about participation, but we don't make sure whether the people that is there will participate will get the chance. The women, your youth, and the other disabled people, whether they will receive the chance or how you will need to go about. The single training that you get the people who might be from the database of the municipality, I am not sure. How are you going to make sure? I know that it's the national department, but down there, our main worry is down there. It's national, it's there, but down there, how are you going to be sure that the resilient people that did this work, that poverty is fighting them, how are we going to make sure that they are part of this program? And the second one is just that there is vagueness about the time frame. If the president started in 2009 about the slave labor project, today is 2015. We're going for 2020 and it will be the same. Nothing has been done. Everything is good on paper. We are just talking in chambers, but what is lacking is the implementation part. No wonder why the other parties are just every time on the ANC, It's because the implementation part doesn't take time. So we need things that are being done by our side so that many people could see that something is done. And this poverty has been come down, and so on. The train that you talk about, I think it's just right that training starts now. But we should not wait until I don't know, until the solar heaters are here, then we start training. And if we start again, I call it a formal training. We need a real training, and people must really train, not just they, because the money has to reduce. Those are the main things that really worries me. And the other comment, when we are here in committees, as portfolio members, it's not that we want to write your heads as officials, it's not that we want to be funny with you, but really, we're speaking for the truth. Because when we're there in the chambers, in parliament, people are looking to us. They're not looking to the officials. And when there are problems don't go to officials. Problems go to the politicians. And that is why the municipalities are just like they say they are. People are fighting with the policymakers. And the implementers, they just keep them like that. So please, let's try, even if we feel that this person is a very unnecessary one, or so much as by many people. I'm just asking that, please. I really like the area one, but much is changing. But please, just be patient with us. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'd like to continue to say thank you for the presentation on the recommendations, like you said. I have one question and two questions to our last friend. The question is to our DG. You said 270 SMEs were targeted for 3 years. So I just wanted to know what about the calls, how many were targeted, and again the areas. Can you maybe explain more about the areas which were targeted since the pandemic? Coming to the areas you mentioned, I have two questions. The first question is about the rebate. And the insight that ESCOM is the one which is sanctioning this project. I just wanted to know the link between the department with the small business and the corporates. Can you monitor whether the ESCOM employing the small business on the process of this implementation plan? How many maybe SMEs each and how many corporates? Because it's like it's always the interaction you and the small business. How much like slide 17, you talk about the allocations, 2013, 2014, 2014, 2015. I see when you slide 17, it's very small, then this current year, like it's a big chunk of allocations, and the other current addition here, then again down. What is the force you to make it very high, again it goes down in the following year? That means this SMG is in your targeting like a 2015-16. They will be done on the review or minimum. So what is the guarantee about that? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Colleague Chair. Details of inputs have been made. There was a stage where an input was made on the solar heaters that could not adjust to the weather conditions in South Africa. What I wanted to find out there is, have we not taken a sample? For is it possible that we have spent money in buying menu where we eventually found that they do not fit? So that's more guaranteeing on that. Because I would have assumed that we would have drawn a sample if we had been that. And my next point is the monitoring mechanisms. Do we have a unit that monitors where we have installed these heaters? What do we get feedback? Do we have that tool? Do we enough? In other words, can we say we are on board in as far as quality control is concerned? Then the next one will be, in all these endeavors, how far away or how close is the Department of Higher Education? Are we moving with it? And the same goes for SAPS. Are we moving with them? And the last one is with those provinces where we said we do not have the appropriate investors. Is a long-term solution, or is just a stopgap measure solution, so that at the end of the day, the other provinces also have industries, so that they are close to the people. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to the presenters. I think that much of my focus in my questions is actually on what was not said this morning, in addition to what was said. And I'd like to link this back to the meeting we had in November last year, where we had a benefit that not only in your presentation, but also the one from Andrew Edson, from Eston. And at that time, Eston was responsible for the installation program, the rollout of this program. Since then, policy has changed and has gone back to the Department of Energy, I understand. After the presentation, I did some calculations, and these calculations were really to do with the cost implications of the local content program for the country, based on the figures that Andrew Edmonton gave us, of approximately 6,000 rand per locally manufactured unit, compared to 2,500 rand for a imported unit. And if you then multiply out the number of units that still have to be manufactured, we come up with and the expectation that 100 manufacturing jobs would be created in South Africa to facilitate this local content program. We resulted in the extraordinary number of 17 million rand per job created. So that then begs the question of who is actually driving this program? Is it the Department of Trade and Industry and its local content obsession, which we agree with in principle? There's nothing wrong with local content, absolutely. But at what cost? And I would like to have some answers on that, please. What is the Department of Energy doing to ensure that local manufacturing is being accomplished at costs that are not exorbitant and that are comparable, at least roughly comparable, with the cost of imported units, so that we are not resulting in costly and inflated job creation costs as being the driver of this program, as opposed to energy production? That was the other point that I made last November, which is that you pointed out, I'm pleased to say, in the presentation this morning, that the emphasis has been rather on social factors rather than on reducing electricity demand, which of course today is even more of a critical issue than it was last November, basically negotiating the components of the country for the next 3 years at least. And I think that this is why, one of the reasons why, and thank you, Chair, for bringing this back to us, we take it so seriously, because it really goes to the absolute core of our economic policy in this country. It goes to the issue of local content development, it goes to the issue of small business development, energy policy, and issues relating to social outcomes and job creation. So those are my sort of opening points. I have a few specific things that I'd like to just put to you, and also maybe actually lead you in obstacles on these matters. In terms of the maintenance, most of these properties that are being installed with solar heaters are IDP houses, I believe. In which case the government is still the owner of the houses in most cases, because the title deeds have not been issues on the houses. So presumably the maintenance of these units is also the government's responsibility. What is the cost of that maintenance? And when asked the question, Mr. Edgerton said that there was a lifecycle cost of approximately 2,000 rand a year. That was the cost of maintaining these units. Is that cost figured into the total cost of the program? Because we're not talking about 4.6 billion rand. We're talking about multiples of that. And again, I come back to the question, what is the long-term economic impact of that in terms of electricity savings, in addition to the fact that we're providing hot water to people and reducing their expenditure on water, which goes to the transport of giving them more money in their pockets to spend on other things? local content regulations to be adhered to by manufacturers, and again leading into the cost implications of that. How many jobs have been created? Is that calculation of 100 jobs in manufacturing correct? Is the increase of the number of manufacturers from 7 to 16 going to have a significantly improved impact on job creation? And what is the nature of those jobs? Are they skilled, unskilled, semi-skilled? I think we need more clarity on the energy implications. You are the Department of Energy. We have an energy crisis. What is the impact of this scheme on energy production, on energy demand reduction? And what is the mix of low pressure units, which have virtually no impact on energy demand reduction, and high pressure units, which do? I'd like to know why the program was transferred from ESCOM to the GO region. Is it ESCOM to do that on its plate already, or what other reasons are there? I'd also like to know how many businesses involved in the supply chain, low pressure water heaters, have closed down since 2012 when this program was terminated, and how many jobs have been lost as a result of the interruption of that supply chain in the industry. It's all very well to talk about jobs creation, but I do know that there's a major outcry, continuing from the server industry, as to the policy status. Which has resulted in the industry effectively come to the grand call. The question that I put to Mr. Edford, which he acknowledged was in the answer, was if there's so much emphasis being placed upon local content and manufacturing capability, is the industry being encouraged and or incentivized or even forced to look at additional markets, export markets, for this capability? Because if they're not, then essentially they have one customer, which is the government. It doesn't make sense from the economics point of view. Unless, of course, you, as a government, intend to go beyond the 1 million units and install the up to 12 or however many units I think you referred to in your proposal, which again is a combination of low pressure and high pressure units. Because if you're not going to, you've already classified it as an industry, but I'd like to suggest that industry comes to buy a period based on one customer. So if the rebate program has been so DOE is going to be reinstituted for high pressure users for the higher income household, so it is impossible to afford for the demand reduction to be achieved, or is it the focus still going to be on low pressure users? I'm sorry that all my questions came on after the other. I look forward to some comments. Thank you.
Thank you. They were taken up to engineers. We found it in our studies. They were in test, because we always present it to them. Why are the papers test? You said we have all of us take you from the police and resources of the ruling party. Then you saw the offenses of the ruling party. Now, when the department, I'm talking to both departments, we did for the department that must be doing with us, because there's more than we discussed anything. We deal with issues. Are we able to deal with issues according to policies of the ruling party? Because, for instance, in Cuba, when they deal with certain human, first of all, when we interview them, they put the resources on, but they share, because they're only party. They tell them to tell them to what the party comes out, and that's why you find them relevant at all cases where they are. It's not relevant, because they just put the policy can address the claim according to the policy. We have not reached that stage. That's the first thing I want to criticize our department or to say. That object about the past claims then activities and in accordance to the ruling party. And then that is the policy. Because once they are voted, they come to cabinet, they have we are expecting things to happen. We don't expect explanation from time to time. They don't have it. The second thing you said is around this issue of respect. You always talk about this issue of respect. How do we learn, or what are we claiming? Because seemingly, we always spend money, use money, and then the head after when we are negative. As if we did not have any idea of what we were doing. Because the research units are made to do that. Once it is agreed that this is going to happen, the first thing is to research and come up with research is a sort of are we able to get that thing, or is our research control to do that? Similarly, it's not. I will make an example of the RTP houses. We have built so many RTP houses. There was a stage when the leaders are pieces of plastic and going to collapse all the houses and start the new houses, because all of those things were black. That's the result of what we have done to us. Now, can you see that we need to look into this issue of research before you implemented, came out this project? Because we are having lots of money. Millions are going to drain that we can't get. And the result of the slow, and we say, the slow things do not happen. And at the end of the day, we have a community that must be explained. We have to go and explain to the people this and that and that and that. Where is this in the future? And that is what you know that many countries that fall down was because of the administration. The administration then has caused many countries to fall down because decisions are taken and trade decisions are. The administration when it has moved them, it couldn't, and they pulled the government. So, let's change, because we have agreed after the pronouncement by President Kaleta. We have changed every new administration, the fifth parliament. So, we are going to change. That's why we put in new department. The new department is put precisely to do a different thing, So, let's take that approach. The other thing that when you deal with this thing, the chair said, you have to take into consideration we already know that we're going to be the district here. They were already there. But when we put into the implementation of 2009 to today, it does not go to the normal point. This thing has not gone to every area. People there are still without the state, but they were already known as was now. Why can't they think where this thing comes? Because it was precisely for this moment point. And there is no one you can say about it. Finally, to the moment point. And we have one to talk to them as the new department. We must take it up there. but it has not to change that you must think through for wherever and from where it is. The single element that we have missed also is the monitoring and evaluation. Monitoring and evaluation is the backbone of anything. It is a subject on its own, monitoring and evaluation. But here in this book, there are lots of very set about small restoration and quality, verification, and all of those things, they talk about monitoring and evaluation. I don't think we have got a very profound good monitoring. It's not monitoring. If you think that after this report, we will talk about monitoring, we must not have the monitoring. There's no monitoring there. We don't have any monitoring. People that we think that we will come and bring them to pay them worse. If there's no monitoring. So, monitoring is a table. Today, we should be presenting to us. They need a aspect on why this thing has failed. It shouldn't fail too much. It should fail one research for and then you are going to teach them that it's not going well. Now, if it fails for over 5 years, we start to reconsider how much we have spent now. But through monitoring, we can't take a year. Beyond a year, you should be able to say. Now, even for that we are heavy, we are not able to see why the crop, how much we have lost, qualitatively, how much we have lost, when we have succeeded, how many jobs have lost. Everything, I mean, monitoring and evaluation, because it's a report itself, it's not the art. It's a report itself that will give us a picture of where to go, where we collect. Now, as you hear, there is an item presentation, challenges and manager. But if you look at the manager and think, it's a rotation. We must have more people, we must correct them, we must do it are not changing anything. I want something that will tell us for religion issues. Give us a plan, a specific plan. Here we will spend so much. Here we will have so many things. Here we will have to ask. Here we will have to increase. Now, that's how we can talk about it. We can't be able to touch it. The people, we must now listen to where each other is. There are challenges and challenges. Now, I say this business, can we forget why I'm saying all this is so when I'm a student? Look, sir, we are a participatory democracy. We are a participatory democracy. We are a democracy that is informed by people on the ground. We are bringing the people who are not addressing ourselves. Those people must feel that this individual addresses them. Now, people, where it comes from, don't even know their individuals. They think this program of installation is for those who get it. Maybe I can't get it, I have, maybe I don't get it, maybe I don't. But the very thing is that it is their aim, it must address it, they must get it, it by law. Now, we have not made our people. Is because the department themselves lack the advantage of how to reach people. It's not the department of culture. Because people believe that when they drop off government, we have government is stuck up. It appears to be government is stuck up. It means government is being pressed out. Then somehow, some of this needs, we have planned and believe that when we get the report, we will be better. Somehow are there, but we don't talk about we go there, those people don't go there. In their hearts, it's not easy. And that is why we are decided to be a participatory democracy, because we want to reach all people and we expect the best way of reaching the people is to get them to know those, the love, it's not those. That is how we get it. And these sometimes not taking the decision, but are not able to reach. They depend on the reach. China has not its own things. The municipalities are scared of it. But when we deliver energy to people, it is our asset. It is not local government, it is our department of energy. We must be able to talk of this is the one, this is the region. We must be able to decide ourselves in the region. There is one thing that cannot bear up. You still want to be a participatory democracy. Like we said, we have been instructed in this new field to look into the question of
the second phase of transition. Before that statement, the second phase of transition is what is painted, primarily by the political party, the ruling party. The ruling party engaged for more than 2 years on the issue of is it second phase or what is it, transition. As in the new episode, it is the second phase of transition. Now, what does this mean? We learn that now that change is on, we are going to change in doing things. So that we are easy, but also economical. They explain it all the way back. The financial state, the political state, the political state that we need to fight. Easy, but economical. Now, what we get in the report here, it is a balance sheet. Can we report that you show about the second phase of transition? You are now moving towards the economic and policy power of our people. That is why you cannot find it in the report. You are saying, let us talk politics of the ruling party, because at the end of the day, it's the ruling party that must accomplish the people now. We must hold people to change. We are trying to change. As a machine that will change. Now we know how much the president is, because it is our, the things we want. But in the end of the day, when you say, that is how we can change. It sounds as if we are not fighting. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the communication. I also want to appreciate the presentation. However, I think we have to improve on that. Like, you know, as politicians, we spend sleepless nights in the National Assembly, listening to people insulting our president, because there are people who are not ready to implement resolutions and politics of age, which is the ruling party. Now, my submission is that the chair. One of the presenters made mention of the fact that there are some provinces which there is no local companies to manufacture the solar panels. But I didn't hear about the information there to address this issue. This is how we intend to capacitate those provinces. Because it cannot be that if they do not have now, it should be now and no more. So what the issue is just, I'm not sure if I understand, because there is no problem of action anyway to say what is it that we are going to do, by when, who is responsible, and when is it that project going to be completed. So, and of course I would want to agree with the previous speakers to say it's just like when somebody comes before you and read the speech, just to read through, and there's a lot of good things in it. But before that good things be implemented and be seen by the people who are the beneficiaries of those good plans, there is nothing. There is nothing said. Because it is not easy for us as politicians to convince people, especially the other ones, to say, don't worry, tomorrow you will eat enough. You will have enough food on your table.
I'm saying this because I paid enough for my home. And I'm trying to persuade 100% to believe that tomorrow. And I said this yesterday and the day before yesterday, saying the same thing which the people do not realize in Zambia. So I think we need to improve from our way of doing things. And of course, these things we are talking about were supposed to have been implemented by yesterday, not now. We're supposed to be talking about something else. The workmanship issue, to say people will come and demonstrate, to say this is what we are going to do, this is how we are going to do it. Only to find that what they presented does not last, you know, within a year or two. So we need also to improve on coordination of all this what we are doing about. Correctly, I think if our department can go there and relook as well where we need of, so that from that point we are able to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we also give the opportunity for responses, I would like to add on the question raised by Honorable Mabati on the issue of solar people that could not adapt to the weather conditions of South Africa. To ask a question that says, how much was spent on those people and what was the record? For that, because we in November we had South African Bureau of Standards, yeah, which approved for that. And if there was then enrichment at the initial stage during the planning, the situation would have been far. To use the South African Bureau of Standards and also to use the Department of Science and Technology to ensure that we don't lose money because of poor standards. The second one is on issues raised by Honorable Chan is making a distinction of a response to social issues, which will be poverty, unemployment, and inequality, and a response to supply and demand imbalances that they put in the country, which has led to low share. What I want to add on those issues raised by Honorable Chan is that in this country we have a policy of energy mix. But in the presentation, we don't hear about a gas heater. And in my daughter's house, there is a gas heater. As a way now of mitigating the issue of supply and demand. But as a way of implementing the energy mix,
created by man. Also, in Allah is God to the issue of supply capacity in the country. It is possible that we can reduce corruption at domestic level. So that we don't have any impact on the business sector. Because low trading affects businesses. We cannot. The more people that are affected by low trading is the business sector. And reducing the demand at domestic level would then prevent that situation from happening. Because it is easy to install a gas engine freezer. And to also introduce gas for cooking so that we reduce the demand of the grid and allow our energy to supply the business sector. It is also possible to reduce electricity consumption by installing high pressure geysers for high income, for middle income people in the country. When you do that, you are actually reducing the demand on the grid. And you are allowing electricity to address the demand of the business sector. The also introduce the low pressure solar energy to address the social issues. So, the question that you are asking is, what is our strategy? What is it that we are responding to? And the issue of the local content, for me, is the crime, because of pushing the local content, to me, and to the NC, is that the cost to government is not only calculated in terms of the price tag of the issue. The cost to government is calculated also in terms of the amount of money that the government would spend on people who depend on social grants. Because if we can do away with the huge number of people that are dependent on social grants, and the huge number of people who are still being tricked 10 kilowatts of energy per month at a cost, we would then be reducing the cost. We will then be able to calculate this. Is it cheaper to just buy a cheaper product without looking at all the better that you are trying to do with? Second, that includes employment, local employment. Second, that reduces government expenditure on poor people. Because we should be mindful of the fact that there is no one size fits all solution when dealing with issues of socio-economic development. So, in your response, we would need to understand the target market for a high pressure geyser and what are we expecting to achieve through that in terms of job opportunities as well as in terms of balancing
the demand is for black electricity. Again, on the side of the low pressure design, introducing the next energy. Lastly, we can have all the presentations, but if those presentations do not talk about the number of jobs that have been created, the level of poverty, that has been reduced, and many levels of indicators, we will take those presentations as plans that have been implemented. We will only accept them as programs when they reflect to us the change that is effected by spending in those programs. In as far as job creation is concerned, in as far as poverty reduction is concerned, and in as far as closing the gap between the poor and the rich, dealing with issues of inequality. I will then give the department an opportunity to respond.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, thanks for the opportunity. We take note of the comments as well as areas for further clarity. And of course, we shall inform our further deliberations with DOE as well as other relevant departments. In terms of our discussions with DOE, the envisaged time frame of the transfer site is 3 days. And I think one of the things that we are going to do is to pay particular attention to the training as we are defining other elements to the program. I think in our further deliberations, we shall tease out so that when we come back to the committee, the low-hanging fruits for the short term, the deliverables for the midterm, as well as the deliverables in the outer year, for outer year of the program. So we shall consider that and ensure that it is embedded in the transfer that is going to be signed. I also want to emphasize our commitment to the notion of local content as a policy of government. And to make an indication to the members that this is of utmost priority to us. And hence we've considered the measures that we have, that the panels should be 70% in local content. And the companies that are able to do that would not participate in the other very chain elements of the program. If they have expertise in installation and maintenance, if they can't reach the 70% local content. The 70% local content is prioritized because it will address the issues that you are going to check in, which is that of unemployment, addressing and poverty as well as inequalities. Because through the program, we'll be able to enhance our infrastructure base, which will accord increased employment and to the internal poverty and inequalities in the respective areas. Of course, we shall prioritize the 27 northern points. I believe that we'll be able to tease out areas and bring back to the portfolio committee for its consideration. I think the other question was in relation to the monitoring and evaluation mechanism in terms of the program. One of the measures that we've agreed upon with DOE is to set up a project steering committee as well as a project implementation team. The project steering committee will be chaired by the respective DGs of the department and to focus on teasing out the elements of the program and the implementation team will focus on implementation. The other responsibility of the project steering committee is that of monitoring and evaluation. as a project in the identified area. So that is the check at the DGA level of the respective departments. In addressing the manufacturing base in the respective provinces, we have engaged within the department, and our recommendation or our objective is to ensure that we do establish respective plans in the province. The department will consider how we can leverage on the Lebanese supply development program to ensure that we can start a manufacturing base in the respective provinces. Also engaging with the DTI on the existing incentive schemes, how we can turn to that in starting a manufacturing base in terms of the solar water heater project. Market access is also a kind of responsibility of the department, and we endeavor to ensure that these companies and the broader market access space beyond our domestic market. Currently, I can share with the members that some of the smaller companies they are exporting to the African continent in terms of their renewable energies that they have considered over the years. And those are specific companies that have been assisted by the DTI in this regard. We looked into the proposed engagement to ensure that the program benefits the people on the ground, as the members have advised. I think lastly, from my side, because the other issues or the two issues that I have to contribute to, we have considered an engagement with higher education in terms of accrediting the training program, and we will also tap into the available footprint of the SBD as a department through the Centers of Entrepreneurship, how we could then get an accredited program that can be considered within the existing centers for entrepreneurship. The SABS is involved in terms of quality assurance as well as the training program that is to be provided in terms of the program. So we already started the engagement, and my colleagues from energy will allude to the other research engagements with the respective departments in this regard. The figure of 200 is a breakdown for SMEs as well as corporations in this regard to execute the program. I think I've covered the areas that pertain to DSD, and the colleagues from energy will also respond. I think some of the issues will be addressed by the recently approved 5.10 on the energy mix. Hopefully the colleagues will also touch on that in their response as the designated department. Thank you.
Let me go back to the presentation. To the honorable members, I indicated that there is a cabinet committee that this is awaiting approval. And I have also acknowledged that the presentation will not have much in terms of the information except what was presented in November. And I would like to highlight the point that in terms of the family, that is the summary of what the DPC is to be achieved. And I am committed for pointing out of the department that once approval is granted, we will come to the committee to present a linkage plan that will be unpacked on how we're going to do that. I noticed the fact that most of the members indicated the program of action for an implementation plan. This is the duty we are referring to. And in reflecting on what has not worked in the past, what is needed on the basis of controlling how we're going forward. Having indicators of the challenges, we're not necessarily saying the program as a whole is a failure. There are points of excellence in terms of what we will be sharing with the members.
request, but we wait for approval and get back to the members in the meeting that has been approved there. With the engagement with respect to the statistics on the jobs that have been created, we will provide that to the honorable members in writing. The department has engaged both Department of Education and SAPS. In terms of the previous steering committee, it has been led by the Department of Economic Development. And within that committee, the Department of Education has only been part and is still engaging with in terms of the training going forward. The SAPS, we have worked very close to them, noting the challenges that they have with respect to the local content issues. And they have seen from the technical components, they also informed the processes with respect to the local content. I just need to also highlight that there was a study, a detailed study that was done by the Department of Trade and Industry in terms of informing the local content producers. And the proposal was not necessarily from the Department of Trade and Industry only. We were engaged at the Department of Energy, Department of Commercial Trade, and we were also engaged in the instruction on these issues by a national trade. Precisely the point that we had to also take into account the cost implications in the implementation of the local content, as well as making sure that the growth and development for the program is ready to the policy commitment. There was a question in terms of further questions by Honorable Chan in terms of referring to what Mr. Edina said. I don't think I would be in a position to respond to what Mr. Edina has said on the basis of the department has an implementing agreement which is itself and ECO. The report that is currently before the Department of Energy, ECO has not raised the issues that are being set as what Mr. Edina has said. And on the proposal that we take into cabinet, we take that on the basis of what also ECO has reported to us. It's not only a decision that was taken by the department. There has been several engagements based on the argument that has been signed with FOB, the national utility and the engagement, I mean the implementing agent. So I would request that we be given space or not space as much for the government to await the cabinet approval process. We come back, we present the details that answer some of those questions, because I would not want to preempt what is still awaiting approval. With respect to the the details that is still yet to come, we're going to touch on the cost implications in terms of the poor versus the areas that are more advanced. And also it will talk to the local content with respect to the rebate program as it was implemented by ESCOM and what is being proposed into the future, because that's what dealt with EBT. I would also want to touch on the maintenance issues with respect to the questions that have been raised on what are the cost implications looking at the dysfunctional business or where units have not been according to the quality condition. These are the issues that would be brought to the members in terms of what would have been approved, because that is one element that is also being covered. Also the issue of the low pressure versus the high pressure. There are proposals that are awaiting approval, and I would request that we come back with what has been approved.
I don't think that responding to what is exactly I'm responding to through a high pressure giver and what is exactly I'm responding to through a low pressure giver requires approval. I don't think so. It starts in the market research and why you probably haven't been responding to. So it can be something that we are waiting up to us of implementation. We should be in a position that the Department of Energy to say, when we apply a high pressure dealer, this is the target market and this is the expected result. When we apply a low pressure dealer, this is the target market and this is the expected end result. But those who come in is the implementation aspect of it in terms of the problem. But that question cannot be deferred until cabinet is decided on whether they are approving that implementation or that intervention. So the question still stands. What is the government are responding to through a high pressure vehicle and who is the target market and what are the expected income? What is the government responding to through a low pressure vehicle, who is the target market and what are the expected income? The same question would apply to the energy mix of using a gas heater, a solar heater, and a heater pump that is consumed from the base electricity. It displays that the department understands the problem it is responding to, and the department understands the change that it is effected through those problems.
Okay, thanks for that clarity. I'll go back to the engagement that we had. In terms of the program, the way it was implemented, mainly it was the low pressure systems work on the social component side. But there has been engagement in terms of whether should we proceed with the low pressure system or should we only focus on the high pressure system for both social and the higher the income. And that decision has not yet been taken. And I would not want to choose anything in which of all things are proven and not being granted. That's basically what I was saying. In terms of the technology, yes, there is a policy on energy. However, the presentation only focused on the solar water heater program as was presented. Have you been requested to provide a presentation that widens the contradictions or the planning that are within the department? That's what will be taken into account when we come in. We have noted the request to make sure that they provide as much detail as possible, because the letter only requested how do we make sure that we involve small business enterprises and a cooperative. And we didn't have the highlights in terms of where the focus should be. Then I said, when we prepared the presentation, we focused on the high level based on what was presented in November, not knowing exactly what the quality would want to be. And I want to re-emphasize the point that as much as we have identified some of the phases which we would come back in terms of detailing the how they will be addressed by when and how we coordinate by all relevant departments, we would elsewhere indicate the statistics within which the program has been rolled out since 2009. It would not be correct of me to say the whole program has failed. It has had its own positive impact, and we would want to share that information with the honorable members. And I would also want to say the questions that have been raised by honorable members, we have noted that we will engage specifically with the ESMO to unpack those, because as a department we have not received a report that highlights the concerns or things that still have to be answered. And I would have expected him also, being the program manager, senior manager for IDS, to have unpacked those, because he is the main person who's leading the program within ESCO, in making sure that as an employee or an implementation, that has to report to the Department of Energy the intent of those concerns. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be in a position to answer that. However, we have noted that
do with the lead feather, the same so that when we come back later, we should not be highlighting the gap again. We should be providing members with a lot of information on what our plans and how do we move forward into the future in making sure that the targets and the policies that have been set or outlined for the program are taken for us.
There is only one question that I would want to say. I think it has not been responded to. I don't know whether you have information about that or not. The question that says, how many businesses in manufacturing have closed as a result of the emphasis on local content? And how many jobs were lost?
I can confirm that we have an existing report that indicates that businesses have closed due to the local content requirement. We were read by if there is any, we haven't been privy of any report that shows to that. I'm not sure whether my colleague could have some information on it.
Thank you, Honourable Member. The issue of businesses that are believed to have been affected by the local content requirements is something that currently we are not able to measure simply because there hasn't been a full database of manufacturing facilities that were participating under the ESCOM Rebate Program prior to the coming into effect of the instruction note. So at this stage, we don't have the numbers in terms of which companies have been affected. Fair to say that the assessment that we did via the NDS is only arrived at about 20 companies that were verified. So we are saying that in the exhaustive list of the car manufacturers, there could be more. And out of those companies that were verified, it's only about 7 that previously had upon indicated that were able to comply with the requirements. So we only have information after that level of how many have complied with the requirement based on those that responded to the request for registration and information that we issued. So we recognize that there could be more and it's not and the cities of companies.
A follow-up question on me is like this. If this report, although it's not a full data, is saying out of 20, only 7 qualified, then my follow-up question would be, what intervention practice was then developed to facilitate the situation that those patients that far that were affected are actually accurate to resuscitate? Meaning that challenges that made such companies not to meet the requirements of the local context were then adjusted because those companies are important for the country. It is important for them to remain with their source of it in relation to job losses, preventing job losses. But also it is important to facilitate and implement the policy of using our mineral resources for production in the country, because silicon is found in this country. And for years it has been exported to other countries and will come back as a finished product. So a second question would be, are there steps taken to facilitate the situation where all those chips that are being manufactured, all of the semiconductors produced in this country, are actually produced locally. So it will help these companies
that affected by this local context. Because those families were important. A truth that is a finished product. Made out of a raw material that is exported from South Africa as a raw material.
Thanks, Jeff. It's very disappointing. I must just say that not a single one of my questions has been answered, not once. And I just find it very exasperating that the situation pertains. Bearing in mind that you were present when this death came to its presentation. So why is there some sort of wall of silence over and a sort of passing the buck to the implementing agent when actually the issues that I'm talking about relate to policy as much as they do to the implementation? And I find it just another example of how things get bogged in this country by, you know, combination of factors, just lack of prioritization, turf wars between departments, in a sense of permanent crisis. I ask the question, what exactly are you waiting for the cabinet to come back to you with? What policy determination is so complicated that it's taking so long? And when do you expect that determination to occur? Because essentially we're talking about 2 years since December 2012 when the program was put on hold. That's a long time to wait for policy. And I don't think that that even not having that policy direction answered yet prevents you from answering one of my specific questions, which is what's changed since December 2012, when there were no companies able to satisfy the content requirements to the point where they're not shut. Have they suddenly been able to make those suits? Yeah. What is the comparative version of content that they were able to achieve that was not satisfactory? To what they are now able to achieve, which needs to set the same requirement. You know, I just think that there's a lack of information here, and I'm struggling to just get an answer. So, if you wouldn't be the kind of writing your contact details, I'm going to write a set of questions now on paper, which I will send to you. And I would want to ask for this, and I would expect an answer as to when this question will be answered. Not necessarily to get an answer tomorrow, but I'd like to get an answer from you as to when those questions will be answered. And if I don't get an answer from you, I'm going to ask the cabinet, my colleague, or my counterpart in the cabinet, to do what you do. And if I don't get an answer from her, I'm going to ask Dr. Rob Davis. And if I don't get an answer from him, I'm going to carry on asking the question, because it's just simply not acceptable that an industry, so-called, is being completely paralyzed by cabinet decision and bureaucratic bumping. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. I think that we can close this window by saying that there is a need for a follow-up on these issues. And we hope that by the time we invite all the Department of Small Business and Corporate Development and Department of Energy, most of the issues that we have raised will be responded to, and also they would have met to arrive at a common approach so that they roll out not only the office for the but the participation of SMEs and corporations in the energy space is clear, and it addresses issues of poverty, location, and inequalities, and also taking into consideration that policies that have been put in place are actually implemented, and there is quality measure. Having said that, I would like to take this opportunity to thank both the Department of School and Teaching and the Department of Energy for the presentation, but also to point out that when we invited the department and engaged with them, it doesn't end there. Because climate is not an event. To have a meeting with the department. It's work in progress. It can therefore not be corrected that a department will sit back and await the situation where the portfolio committee is calling the department for a follow-up meeting that you suddenly wake up and remember that there was a meeting in October and then we need space to prepare. You have to prepare immediately after your visit engaged to demonstrate that issues that we raised are being attended to. Because the issues that are being raised are not about sitting with the portfolio committee and talking to the portfolio committee. They are about the public delivery outside of parliament. And now, appreciate more situations where if you come back, you are saying, after we have engaged with the portfolio committee and the portfolio committee raised the issues, these are the changes that we have detected, and we are equipped and in terms of implementing the changes. It can't be that when you call the department back, it is only then that they think of a meeting that was held on the 5th of November, and then I expect us to bring them again. Which one is that we want to see? We want to see what we really do. Have we collected? And if we go on the ground, we are then taken to places or we find places where what we raise is actually already being implemented on the ground. So that is the spirit in which we would want to take this process forward. We the institution has been a tool and we have just wanted the program of the portfolio committee to adopt so that we can then be able to sign it.
I propose to the approach. Thank you.
Is there any proposal for that?
I second.
Thank you. The program is then adopted and the enlargement of our segment. Okay, so Lola will give us the direction of where we are going to for lunch.
Thank you, Jay. Just for the fiscal announcement, we will probably have a opportunity to write down the data due to this, or a resolution from the first law that we have
seen to the very front. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.